This is American Family News. I'm Steve Chortall. The UK's next prime minister is getting congratulations from around the world. Fox's Jonathan Savage reports from London.
Keir Starmer becomes British prime minister at a time of turmoil. A reminder of that from one of his first well-wishers, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. He expects the two countries to be reliable allies through thick and thin. French President Emmanuel Macron says he wants to work with the UK's new leader on peace, the climate and AI. Warm words too from Australia, Ireland and Canada. Sir Keir will get an early chance to meet some allies in person next week at the NATO summit in Washington. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Back at home, President Joe Biden's disastrous debate performance has reverberated across the Democrat Party, forcing lawmakers to grapple with a crisis that could upend the presidential election and change the course of American history. Some Democrats are raising an alarm and calling for Biden to step aside. Others are backing the president, wary of potentially seeing Kamala Harris at the top of the ticket and still seeing the mentally compromised president as their best hope to fend off Donald Trump. Louisiana is now the first state to require the Ten Commandments be displayed in public school classrooms. According to the Pacific Justice Institute, it's entirely constitutional. AFN's Bronson Woodruff explains.
Republican Governor Jeff Landry signed the bill into law, mandating that a poster-sized display of the Ten Commandments be required in all public classrooms from kindergarten up through state-funded universities. Brad Dacus is president and founder of the Pacific Justice Institute. He said this is a positive move forward.
Not just for the people of Louisiana, but really for the rest of the United States.
Dacus said his team believes that other states will follow in Louisiana's footsteps.
In a society where public education has minimized the origins of Western law and Western values, this will provide a reference point for students to understand where we came from.
He said without question, the Ten Commandments as the foundation of Western values, and in particular, American values. A common opposing point of view to this is people saying that displaying the Ten Commandments opens the floodgates for every religion in the world to have their stuff displayed in the classroom. Dacus says this is not so, because the Ten Commandments in particular are part of this nation's history and its documents and its constitution.
It is something that is recognized by Christians, by Jews, by Muslims, Baha'i, Universalists. So there is no particular religion being endorsed or proselytized by the display of the Ten Commandments. Instead, what we have is education, understanding, awareness of where we are and where we came from as a society. And that is a benefit for all Americans, particularly for America's children.
I'm Bronson Woodruff.
Russian President Vladimir Putin and Chinese President Xi Jinping on Thursday attended a summit of a security grouping created by Moscow and Beijing to counter Western alliances. Putin and Xi joined the leaders of other countries that are members of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization at its annual meeting in Kazakhstan's capital of Astana. The group includes the four ex-Soviet Central Asian nations of Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Tajikistan, Uzbekistan. It also includes India, Pakistan, and Iran. Observer states and dialogue partners also include Turkey, Saudi Arabia, and Egypt. If your furry friend freaked out over fireworks last night and took off, Fox's Jill Nato has some ideas on how to get them back.
The Humane Society says start with a neighborhood search and tell everyone you meet you're searching for a lost dog or cat. You're also going to want to hang large lost pet posters. Call your local animal shelter and ask them to keep an eye out. And there are loads of websites dedicated to lost and found pets, like PetFBI.org, FidoFinder.com, and you can try Nextdoor.com and ask your neighbors. But the Humane Society also warns, beware of scams. If a stranger claims to have found your pet, ask them to send you a photo. And be wary of anyone who asks for money before they return your animal. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Find more news and information online. Our web address is afn.net. For American Family News, I'm Steve Chortall.